We did mention the situation in the tennis landscape throughout the morning, and our tennis expert here on the Breakfast Club, Craig Gabriel, joins us now. Craig, welcome back to the show. Good morning.
Thanks, guys.
First of all, a couple of positive tests at Doha, and we had a chat to Courtney Walsh on RSN Central yesterday, and he explained to us it's a different situation here in Melbourne because players will be in 2 weeks quarantine before the tournament starts. But do you think officials at the Australian Open and the Victorian government would be a little bit nervous after watching what's been happening at Doha?
No, I don't think so. I think, you know, they've taken every possible precaution, you know, bearing in mind that players have to undergo tests before they get on the charter flights. There's a limited number of people allowed on those charter flights, so they're going to be distanced, and they have to wear go through the whole PPE stuff on the planes, and they'll be tested every single day over here during the quarantine period as well. So every precaution has been taken. Unfortunately, what happened in Doha with two of the guys on the men's draw testing positive, they were pulled out of the event, and that's exactly the sort of stuff that would happen during the Australian Open. I should just say, one Australian got the benefit of that, Dane Sweeney, and that's put him into the final round of qualifying.
So you say that if it happened in Australia, they would pull them straight out of the tournament.
Yep.
What would happen? Like, it would be a disaster if a player tested positive to COVID at the Australian Open.
Oh, look, it'd be very frustrating and disappointing, absolutely. But, you know, you've got to also remember that they get over here, out of the 24 hours in a day, 19 hours they need to stay in their rooms. They're allowed five hours a day for practice and training, etc. So they're under a lot of restrictions leading into the Australian Open and the week before with the lead-in tournaments for the Open. So look, every precaution is being taken, and you know, the players have been. This, I think, from what I understand, really, these are the most stringent protocols and guidelines ever to be put onto a particular sport anywhere in the world.
It certainly is, Craig. Great to be chatting with you too, and all the best for the summer of tennis. Alex de Minaur is going all right, isn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. First player in the men's game to reach a final this year. And he's in the final of Antalya, beat David Goffin. He'll be playing Alexander Bublik. And just very quickly, the three Australians in the final round of qualifying, Dane Sweeney, as I mentioned, Bernie Tomic, who'll be playing John Patrick Smith. So at least we're guaranteed of one Australian in the main draw coming through qualifying.
Alex de Minaur, can he get the job done
in
Turkey?
So. Alexander Bublik is a crazy man. He is the wild child, absolutely. Even Nick Kyrgios says, "I'll pay for a ticket to watch Bublik play." And he's very entertaining. But you know, it's his first final. It's Alex's fifth, and I think Alex should get through.
Craig, can't wait to watch Alex de Minaur will hopefully win. I think this will be his fourth ATP title.
Yep. If he wins it, yes.
And is he our best chance at the Aussie Open right now?
You'd have to say so. I mean, obviously, I think a lot of eyes will be on Nick and to see how he goes. And you know, he'll play one of the lead-ins. He's not playing the ATP Cup because his ranking was a bit low. It's the top two ranked Australians that get into the team. So it's de Minaur and John Millman. But I think Nick will go all out. He loves, obviously, playing in Australia. And if he can play all his matches on the newly named John Cain Arena, he'll be very happy.
Good on you, Craig. Thanks for your time and thanks for that update.
Okay.